Delmarva is blessed with a variety of birds, but one caught the eye of Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill. It's often called the dipper duck.
I like dipper ducks. I am referring to the Bucephala albeola, the uptown name for what you and I know as buffleheads or locally as dipper ducks. Dippers are exceptionally punctual. They arrive on the shore just when they should. This year, I began seeing them about the middle of February. I saw my first buffleheads many years ago on the Patapsco River at Fort McHenry. It was love at first sight. I was enthralled watching their antics. At the time, I was with a Baptist minister friend from the Eastern Shore. I pointed to the ducks and asked him what they were called. "Dipper ducks," he replied unhesitatingly, and I sensed, even with some pride. Being a Baptist minister, it occurred to me he'd have more than a casual interest in any practice involving total immersion. Indeed, he did, but in this case, he was simply identifying dippers by their common name. Dipper ducks emit a bright flash as they make their dives. They dive suddenly but smoothly, like somersaults. On their heads, there's a significant spot of pure white. As they dive, the white catches the early morning sun, creating the impression of sunlight reflecting from a tiny mirror. The light goes off upon their submersion, only to appear again as they resurface. There is a suggestion here of some exhibitionism among dipper ducks, like kids at a pool who always cry out, "Watch this," as they jump and disappear into the water. It's not uncommon to see mergansers mixing it up among a small armada of dipper ducks. By comparison, mergansers dart about in zigzag patterns, unlike dippers, that generally go in one direction. Mergansers also appear unkempt, even shabby, compared to dipper ducks that look immaculately groomed with heads dark and polished. Mergansers' head feathers make them look as though they were having a bad hair day. Dipper ducks are as much at home in the air on top of the water as they are under it. Strictly speaking, dipper ducks are not all that at home underwater. They dine underwater the way we go out and eat fast foods. They don't linger there. They submerge only to eat. They resurface, float briefly, then take another dive. The speed with which they find food and dine is swift. That may be simply to avoid drowning than any concerns about overeating. In any case, they just gulp it down and go for the surface. Unlike most other amphibious birds, they can submerge, resurface, and be flying off in the air in matters of seconds. Buffleheads nest in holes in trees vacated by woodpeckers. The abandoned nests are big enough for the dippers to raise their young. I've read that dipper ducks court in a very macho way. In order to gain her attention, he can puff his head up dramatically, enlarging the white daub on the side of his head, while paddling in front of her, his beak pressed deeply into his expanded chest. He's not just another philanderer. He keeps the same mate for years. Or maybe it's she that keeps him for years. This is uncertain. In either case, dipper ducks are one of nature's treasures. George Merrill on the Shore.